Sports. Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, and some high school sports on the weekend. On Saturday, the Kemper Catholic Cross Country Invitational. In the large school race on the boys' side, it was Urbandale winning with 57 points. Thomas Jefferson was 75 second. Webster City with 80 points was third. Spencer and Harlan finish off the top five. Kemper Catholic, Abe Lincoln, Sioux City North, Denison, and Atlantic round out the top 10. Ryan Hawkins placed 38th to lead Atlantic's boys' team. On the girls' side, Urbandale won the meet with 33 points. Spencer was second with 58. Harlan with 59 was third. Atlantic was fourth with 124. Abe Lincoln, Webster City, Thomas Jefferson, Denison, Sioux City North, and Kemper Catholic are the top 10 teams. Individually, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic placed seventh. Megan Plambeck was eighth for the Trojans to help out their effort. In the small school race, it was the Griswold girls winning their third title of the year as they took the 1A-2A race. They finished with 39 team points, good for first place. North Polk, who's ranked in Class 2A, finished second with 66 points. For the Tigers, they had four of their runners place in the top 10 individually. Rebecca Topham was the champion in the race. Also, Jordan Sintz finished in third place. Allison Young was fourth, and Alex Flippin placed seventh to help lead the way for the Griswold girls. Griswold boys placed seventh with Terrell Peters and Xavier Olivo both running their season best. They were 22nd and 23rd to help out the Griswold effort on the boys' side. In high school volleyball, Harlan won the Red Oak Tiger Volleyball Invitational on Saturday as they defeated Atlantic, Clarinda, Abraham Lincoln, and Red Oak in Pool 2 play, and they won the championship. The Cyclones won in straight sets before defeating Red Oak in the semifinals and their second match with Clarinda in the championship round, as Harlan defeated Clarinda in two straight games. Clarinda finished second overall after they were second in Pool B play. They reached the championship with a win over Pool 1 winner Trainer, who beat Red Oak, Denison, and Creston in Pool 1 play to get to the semis. Among the members of the all-tournament team, Asia Claver of Harlan and also Jess Shaben of Harlan, helping their team to the championship. Well, after 2 weeks of the regular season, one of the surprise teams in the NFL has to be the Arizona Cardinals. Coach Ken Wisenhunt's team improved to 2-0 by going into Foxborough and knocking off the New England Patriots 20-18. The Cards were a bit fortunate as well, as the Pats' Steven Gostkowski missed a potential game-winning 42-yard field goal with 6 seconds left. Gostkowski had kicked four field goals in that game. Backup QB Kevin Cobb threw for one touchdown and ran for another. Elsewhere in Week 2 action, the San Diego Chargers are 2-0 after they beat Tennessee for the 8th straight time, 38-10. San Francisco's beaten a pair of playoff teams from last season to go to 2-0. After they knocked off Green Bay last weekend, the Niners continued their fine play by beating Detroit 27-19 on Sunday. Seattle stunned Dallas 27-7 as rookie QB Russell Wilson threw for 151 yards to lead the Seahawks. St. Louis rallied to beat Washington 31-28, storming back from a 21-6 halftime deficit. Eli Manning threw for 510 yards and three touchdowns and capped the second greatest passing day by a Giants quarterback by setting up Andre Brown's game-winning 2-yard run with a 50-yard pass that lifted New York to a wild 41-34 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ben Roethlisberger passed for 275 yards and two touchdowns as the Pittsburgh Steelers smothered the New York Jets 27-10. Carolina dropped New Orleans to 0-2, beating the Saints 35-27. Philadelphia overcame a slew of turnovers to beat the Baltimore Ravens 24-23 as they improved to 2-0. Indianapolis booted Minnesota 23-20 as Adam Vinatieri made a 53-yard field goal with 8 seconds left to give Andrew Luck his first NFL victory. Reggie Bush ran for 172 yards and two touchdowns, and Miami won a home opener for the first time since 2005, beating winless Oakland 35-13. Houston dominated Jacksonville 27-7 as Arian Foster ran for 110 yards and a touchdown. C.J. Spiller scored twice and had 123 yards rushing, sparking Buffalo to a 35-17 win over Kansas City. Cincinnati won the Battle of Ohio, beating the Cleveland Browns 34-27. Alabama and LSU are back atop the Associated Press College football poll, holding down numbers 1 and 2 the way they did most of last season. The Crimson Tide is number 1 for the third straight week, and it was almost unanimous. Alabama received 58 of 60 first-place votes. A couple of misguided voters chose LSU for number 1. The Southeastern Conference rivals were ranked first and second for 8 weeks during the last season before eventually meeting in the BCS title game. The difference last year was LSU was first and Alabama was second until the Tide won the national championship game. LSU moved up to number 2 this week after Southern California's first loss of the season. USC slipped 11 spots to 13th after they lost 21-14 at Stanford. Stanford, on the other side, jumped from 21st all the way up to 9th in this week's poll. On Nebraska coach Bo Pelini, who left Memorial Stadium by ambulance in the middle of Saturday's game, has been released from a Lincoln hospital after undergoing testing. Pelini said in a statement immediately after the Cornhuskers' 42-13 win that everything checked out just fine. He said he planned to work on Sunday, which he did. Nebraska spokesman Keith Mann said Pelini was out of the hospital Saturday night. Pelini began feeling ill during the first half, and a member of the Nebraska medical staff checked Pelini's pulse on the sideline. Doctors treated him in the locker room at halftime. There was no word on the nature of Pelini's symptoms. Athletic director Tom Osborne said doctors considered the situation serious enough that Pelini needed to be checked out at the hospital. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, no change at the top of the American League East standings. Russell Martin's 3-run homer helped boost the New York Yankees to an early lead, and they held off Tampa Bay 6-4. The weekend series in the Bronx has been a damaging one for the Rays' hopes of postseason play. The Yankees won the last two in the three-game series, dropping Tampa Bay back in both the race of the AL East pennant and the wild card. Matt Wieters hit 2 solo home runs, and Andy Chavez had 4 hits to help the Baltimore Orioles beat the Oakland A's 9-5 and remain within a game of the Yankees in the East. Lonnie Chisenhall singled in the winning run with 1 out of the 9th inning to give Cleveland a 7-6 win over Detroit, a crucial loss for the Tigers. The White Sox are now 2 games ahead of Detroit in the Central Division after a 9-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. Matt Harrison pitched into the 9th inning for his 17th victory, and the Texas Rangers beat the Seattle Mariners 2-1. Also last night, it was Toronto beating Boston 5-0. Mark Trumbo hit a 3-run homer, and Dan Heron pitched effectively into the 6th inning as the LA Angels beat the Kansas City Royals 4-3. In the National League, Atlanta finished a 3-game weekend sweep of Washington with a 5-1 victory that denied Gio Gonzalez his 20th victory. The Braves still trail the Nats by 5.5 games in the East. St. Louis outlasted the Dodgers 5-2 in 12 innings to gain a split in their 4-game series as John Jay drove in the go-ahead run. That victory gives the Cardinals undisputed possession of the second wild card spot. Rookie Patrick Corbin pitched a career-long 8 innings, drove in 4 runs with a triple and a single to lead Arizona to a 10-2 rout of San Francisco. Philadelphia still has a chance to make the playoffs with 15 games remaining. However, after losing 3 of 4 to the Houston Astros, even the Phillies admitted it just got harder. Justin Maxwell had a 2-run double in the Astros 7-6 win over the Phils. The Cincinnati Reds tied a season high with 17 hits, beating Miami 5-4 in 11 innings. Anthony Rizzo hit 2 home runs and drove in 6 to lift the Chicago Cubs to a 13-9 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates in a windy day at Wrigley Field. Ryan Braun homered twice in Milwaukee's 3-0 win over the New York Mets. Also, rookie Yonder Alonso singled in the winning run in the 9th to cap a wild offensive affair, leading the San Diego Padres to a 12-11 win over Colorado. Brad Keselowski raced to an impressive victory in the opening race of the Chase for the Sprint Cup, outdueling 5-time champion Jimmy Johnson at Chicagoland Speedway yesterday. Keselowski led after a crucial pit cycle with about 35 laps remaining in that 400-mile race, and then held on comfortably from there for his first victory in a Chase race. He also takes over the points lead. Casey Kane was third. 12 of the Chase drivers finished in the top 18. The exception was Jeff Gordon, who went into the wall with about 80 laps remaining. Gordon barely qualified for the Chase to begin with, and his championship hopes are already in serious jeopardy. It's Keselowski's 4th victory of the season, and he leads Johnson by 3 points in the Chase standings. A GI Shin avoided mistakes in miserable weather conditions to cruise to a record 9-stroke victory in the Women's British Open. With the last two rounds played on Sunday, Shin took a 3-shot lead in the final round after shooting a 1-under-71 in the morning. She stayed calm while strong wind and heavy showers sent scores soaring at Royal Liverpool in the afternoon as she closed with a 73 to finish at 9-under-279. Play was abandoned on Friday because of high winds, forcing the 36-hole finale on Sunday. And Willie Wood took advantage of Bill Glasson's back nine collapse to win the inaugural Hawaii Championship for his second Champions Tour victory in the last three events. The 51-year-old Wood birdied the last two holes for a 6-under-66 and a 1-stroke victory over Glasson. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.